In studio, Bill Ingram, Real Deal in the Rock. You got a big All-Star game tonight, don't you?
Yeah, it's year 10. You know, very excited to make it to year 10. Most tournaments you go to, their lifespan is probably 2 or 3 years. So we feel like we're doing something right, and we're going to kick our 10th year celebration off with Arkansas-Tennessee, Mike Conley Jr., Arkansas-Tennessee Classic. So we're real excited about that. These young people get a chance to play against the young people from Memphis. Since Nick is a Razorback now, you know, of course, we've adopted him. So he's an Arkansan, and he's playing with the Arkansas guys.
And we'll talk more about Real Deal in the Rock and talk to Trey and Nick when we come back. Matt Jones, Trey Schaap, along with the Freak Freaky Joe Franklin. It's Overtime on the Buzz Radio Network. Welcome back to Overtime. Matt Jones, Trey Schaap, along with the Freak Freaky Joe Franklin. In studio, Bill Ingram, the founder of Real Deal in the Rock, along with Forest City Mustang Trey Thompson and Nick Babb, future Razorbacks. They're going to be participating in the Mike Conley Jr.'s All-Star game tonight.
And don't give those out. I want you to check those. Tell me if there's one that I'm way off on. But we do a little thing in the studio where we're going to pick all the NBA playoff series, who we think is going to win and how many games. And so y'all can help me out a little bit.
Now, you can go ahead and speak up, Trey, and tell us because he doesn't obviously want me to see that.
If there's one that you just think I'm way off on,
You can't be getting any help today.
I can get some help from some players. Yeah, I can.
Goodness. Bill, let's talk about Real Deal in the Rock. It starts in earnest tomorrow.
It starts tomorrow. All of the big games, Malik Monk, Kayvon Allen, Deshaun Williams, all those guys will be playing at Park. And so if you're looking for a game, you want to come out and support the young people, just come to Park. We think we'll have great players there. It'll be a lot of fun. And once again, it's always good to see people come out and support these young people, especially when we want them to stay at home.
Exactly. And tonight it starts with the girls' game first, then the boys' game at Hall High School, the Mike Conley Jr.'s Arkansas-Tennessee All-Star Classic. You think that this could grow into something really, really big?
Yeah, you know, I'm, you know, once we put this together, we start getting a lot of buzz about it. And I think the kids are very excited to play in it. And something like that, you know, that a lot of states they do it. They do it in Indiana, Kentucky, Georgia, and Tennessee. I mean, Georgia and Mississippi. So it's a lot of states that's doing these bordering states All-Star games. And this is a natural rivalry for us in Tennessee, especially the Memphis area. They always have great players, great talent. You know, they've a lot of great college basketball players and NBA players come out of that city. So we're excited about this. And we think this will be an annual thing, and it'll grow into something big.
I love it. Yeah. I love the anytime you can get bordering states like what you're saying. And then, like Nick, I know you from Dallas, but you're in Arkansas now. So I like it. I like it.
Nick, what led you to sign with the Arkansas Razorbacks?
Well, it was just a great fit and not too far from home. Coach Anderson, great coach, always has a great program, always turns it around. So I just feel like it was a great fit. I just felt at home with all the coaching staff, the players. It just felt like a welcoming place and place I like to be.
For those people that have not seen you play, the listeners out there, tell them about your game. What is it that stands out when you're on the floor?
I feel like I'm a pretty good facilitator on the court. I like to help my teammates out, distribute the ball, get to the hole. If I need to, I can shoot the outside shot. So it's just like whatever the defense gives me, that's what I want to do.
And I was going to ask you, who are some people I guess you model your game after? You say you like to facilitate, like a Rajon Rondo, a Steve Nash, a Chris Paul. Who would you say that you try to model your game after?
I don't feel like it's one person. I just like to watch. But I really like the way Dwayne Wade, I like how he plays, yeah. How he just gets to the spot, gets inside, can finish with contact, and he's not just a selfish player. He's a team player and all around.
So is Damian Lillard going to struggle against the Houston Rockets?
I don't think he'll struggle. He always has that 20-point game, but
he's a good young point guard in the NBA. Yeah.
Yeah, he's real good.
Trey, what about you? Obviously, growing up in the state of Arkansas, have you always wanted to be a Razorback?
I've always felt like the Razorbacks were the right place for me, and Coach Anderson came up there. He just made it that much better. He's a genuine guy with genuine feelings, and you can tell he really cares about you, not only as a player but as a person.
have the struggles of the past couple of years, the Razorbacks not getting into the NCAA tournament, have they swayed you? Or did it make the decision a little bit more difficult, or were you one that thought, when I get up there, we're going to start getting in the tournament on a regular basis?
Oh, yeah, that didn't discourage me at all. I was just when I get up there, I just want to, you know, go up there and contribute, and then we're gonna get back in the NCAA tournament.
Did you play against Bobby when he was here? I know he's up there this year, but growing up, did you ever get to play against him?
I played Bobby three of my 4 years in varsity.
Y'all played did you play Rumble on the Ridge? Was Hall over there a couple of times?
I played Bobby twice.
And then who did y'all play when you came down and played at Maumelle High School?
Bobby, my 10th grade year, we played Bobby.
That's right. That's right. I remember that. And then another player in Bill, Dusty Hannes, another good player, obviously going to have to sit out this year, but a transfer from Texas Tech. What do you two guys think about him coming in, and then also Anton Beard, the point guard from North Little Rock?
I'm just excited. Dusty is a great player, and Ton is also, you know, a great player. I'm just excited to see what we can all do, and as we gel together, see what we can do.
Is there something about playing in the SEC, saying you play for an SEC school, that means a little bit more?
I feel like it's probably one of the best conferences in the NCAA in basketball-wise. So just knowing that you got the chance to play against some of the best players in the country and even in different places, that it just says something about who you are.
Matt was asking you
two
about
two Final yeah. Four teams, Florida and Kentucky, out of the SEC this year.
Yep. And if Florida would have shown up, they might have been able to take out UConn.
Right.
Decided to play their worst game since they played them before.
Scotty Wilbekin might have been point shaving or something. You might have to investigate.
Are you bringing
him.
That up now?
That was his worst game he played all year. Boat Ride and Shabazz Napier. They show you. It shows you when you play defense. You know, two guards that know how to play defense.
I was very surprised the turnovers that he was making. I mean, because basically he was trying to cross the ball over in their face.
Right.
And you know, when you're playing against good defenders, you just can't cross the ball over in their faces. Just stick the ball there because they're going to take it. And that's exactly what Boatwright and Napier was doing. I was very surprised that he played as bad as he played in that championship game.
I was too. Mm-hmm. But it happens.
It happens.
Bill, for those that are thinking, okay, should I get off the couch? Should I get out of the house and go watch some of these outstanding basketball games this weekend? What's one thing you would say to them to get them out of the house, get them out to watch?
Well, you know, we as a state, we love to get involved with our athletes, with our Razorback sports. We always concerned about who's coming, who's going, who's doing this. If you want to make an impact, you got a lot. You got these young people playing tonight that's already committed to playing for the Razorbacks. Come out and show them some love and show them some support. Mm-hmm. These young people that's playing tomorrow, we're still trying to convince them that they need to be Razorbacks. Malik Monk, Kayvon Allen, Deshaun Williams, come out and show your support instead of just sitting around complaining all the time. Get up and do something about it. Because one thing about it, when these young people see someone supporting them, they always respond positively. So, you know, and it's a lot of fun and it's a great basketball tournament.
And you've had some great, great players come through here and play in it before.
We've been fortunate. I mean, just 2 years ago, we had the Harrison Twins there. And I said they was here. The Harrison Twins played in Real Deal since they was 13 years old. Kevin Durant played in Real Deal. Russell Westbrook, Derrick Rose, Blake Griffin, Paul George. I mean, the list can go on and on. I mean, John
Wall.
That's
nice, yeah.
So, you know, it's an outstanding tournament. Us as Arkansans should come out and support. And it's also for a great cause. We're also trying to help other young men get exposed by college coaches so they can receive scholarships. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Fellas, who do y'all have winning the NBA Finals this year? What would you say your matchup is if you were to say Eastern Conference versus Western Conference? Is Miami just going to cruise?
It won't be easy at all for Miami. At the West, I got OKC, but at the East, it's a toss-up.
Miami and Indiana.
Do you like
Brooklyn?
I like Chicago.
Chicago. Okay.
You don't think San Antonio can give OKC a run?
Not this year. Kevin Durant is going to push it all the way.
MVP.
MVP, hands down.
I agree. Kevin Durant, MVP.
Nick, what about you? I mean, you're in Dallas. Are you a Mavericks fan?
You always got to be a Mavericks fan in Dallas, but I think I got San Antonio winning it all.
There you go.
I like it. Yeah.
Well, that could be interesting. It could be interesting.
Dirk needs some help. I know Monte Ellis is good, but Vince and Sean, they're getting old in Dallas. Yeah. They need some fresh legs.
Yeah, definitely. Dalibe, hang on. We'll get to you after the break. We're going to keep Nick and Trey around along with Bill. We'll be back with more overtime after this on the Buzz Radio Network. Trey Thompson, Nick Babb in the studio. Bill Ingram will rejoin us in a second. He had to go get the shooter something. Matt, I'm surprised the shooter's still hanging around. I mean, he gets off at 1 o'clock.
We know why now, because we haven't seen him past about 108.
102, he's usually out the door and gone.
I guarantee you.
But today he's hanging around for some reason. Let's head to Dalibe. Dalibe and The Rock, welcome.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How y'all doing this afternoon?
Good. How are you?
All right. Eating from McDonald's.
Okay.
So, anyway, I just wanted to, basically commend, Bill for bringing such a high level of basketball to the, Central Arkansas. I think it's important in getting, basketball into Central Arkansas. And, this state of Arkansas doesn't just have to be a football state. And also wanted to, tell everybody to come out, anybody that has a kid, that whether they, 5, 6, whatever, they need to come out and see these kids play. It would be a great inspiration to look back on, 15 years later and say, hey, I remember I saw, a Nick Babb or a Trey Thompson at, the Real Deal in The Rock or, the games in Little Rock when I was a kid. So, I think we all need to get our kids out to see these games. It's the closest thing we're going to get to NBA here in Little Rock.
You're right.
I just wanted to commend my man Bill, and I look forward to seeing you tonight, Nick and Trey, and also next year on the Hill, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate the love, brother.
All right.
Thanks, Dalibe.
We had a live fan feedback. If you want to tell everybody again where, what time they missed that.
Yeah, Daryl and Momel dropped in and out several times. Keep hearing about the basketball games tonight, but never hear where the games are being played. Please tell me where.
The games will be at Hall High, starting at 6 o'clock.
That's off of H Street, University to H.
University to H. It's actually the address is actually McKinley and H Street. But that's tonight, and then tomorrow, the actual Real Deal in The Rock start, and the main games will be at Park off 6915 Gow Springs Road.
Right.
So we got, we got secure parking. It's a perfect place. We got everything set up where you can come and have a good time.
What other gyms are you going to be using this weekend? Because I know it's not just the 17 and unders, but there are all age divisions.
It'd be crazy for me to try to list all of them, but we'll be using most of the gyms in Central Arkansas, especially the Little Rock area. All the high schools, junior highs, recreation centers. Any of the Little Rock district school gyms we'll be using, any of the recreation centers, most of the private schools. So it's not hard to find. Plus, you can go on our website anytime, realdealintherock.com, look at the schedule. It'll be some stuff in the newspaper tomorrow in the Democrat Gazette, so you can check that out also.
Are you like Riverfest that once it's over on Sunday, do you start working on the next year on Monday?
Yes. Pretty much.
Already started working on next year's. Yeah.
No, it's a year-round job. If I can get through this weekend, I tell you what, the stress level goes down once I start working on next year, come Monday.
Right.
It's really exciting. But you just want everything to go okay. You want all the kids to come play and have a great time. No one gets injured. You're concerned about all the stuff, and everybody's making it home safe. So you're concerned about those things. But and then once that happens Sunday night, then I'll turn on a little NBA and fall asleep and wake up 2 days later and start working on next year.
Because you're probably not going to get much sleep between now and Sunday. And obviously, you couldn't do it alone, and there are a lot of volunteers that help you out as well.
Yeah, actually, we have over 300 volunteers. I think it's right around 320, a great bunch of people. A lot of these people has been with us for 10 years, and I commend them. We're very fortunate to have so many people working with us so long for this event. because this is definitely not a one-man operation. There's no way one man could do this, even if he wanted to. So,
Sean in Hot Springs on our Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback says, even if these two young men weren't attending the U of A, any team would be better with them. Class acts. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate it.
Thank
so
you.
So that's from Sean in Hot Springs. Nick and Trey, I want to ask you, on the Tennessee All-Star games tonight, from All-Star team tonight from Memphis Whitehaven, Markavius Hyman, maybe a little bit of trash talking there since he's going to be an Ole Miss Rebel next year?
No.
Come on.
No, I ain't trash talking. I'll let my game talk.
I like to hear that.
Nice.
Matt Jones never did any trash talking.
Well, sometimes it's a little fun.
I don't know how. I do like, though, that Trey, that you're going up there this summer and enrolling in school. I mean, that's awesome. I for younger kids, if there's younger people out there listening right now, I mean, that shows the degree is very important, getting up there and getting your schoolwork done. I like that.
What are you looking forward to most next year? Trey, you first, and then Nick.
I'm looking forward to just the transition from high school, being at home with your mom, to practically almost being on your own.
But you're not going to get that good home cooking.
I get it a couple times out of a year. It a couple times out of a year.
They just passed the new rule.
Well, that's true. You can eat all the time now.
All you can eat buffet.
I mean, you're not going to go hungry like Shabazz Napier either.
No. I'm just looking forward to that, for that new experience. Look forward to new things.
Nick, what about you?
Probably the same thing, and also just the fact that you get to be playing in an atmosphere so packed and so crowded that people just love. That's their love, is Arkansas basketball.
They really do. And if you look at Arkansas's home record the last couple years, what, four losses in like 50
lost
games?
Lost to Florida in overtime. Lost a close one to Missouri.
Great atmosphere. One of the best atmospheres in the SEC to play up there at Arkansas.
You might be coming in a year too late, though, because they went to Maui this year.
I know. Hey, we'll get it sometime.
But next year, I don't know if this game is scheduled or circled on your schedule, but you got to be excited about going to Moody Coliseum and playing SMU.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. A lot of people looking forward to it. Playing against Emmanuel, one of my best friends growing up, so it'll be a lot of fun.
And, Trey, is there a game that you're looking forward to the most?
All of them.
That first one.
Yeah, exactly. That first one.
Start there and keep building, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you think you can push for, maybe some minutes, take some from maybe Moses Kingsley, Bobby?
If I go up there and work hard, anything is possible.
I like to hear that. Because Bobby Portis last year, we had Ernie Murray in here one time, and Ernie was on one of the postgame shows too, Bill, and he said – when he was officiating basketball games, Bobby would say, "I'm going up there and I'm taking somebody's clock." That he was gonna find a way to play, and I like that in a player, someone that's confident and can go up there. And Bobby's definitely a confident basketball player.
Well, if Trey go up there and work hard and get in that weight room, get himself in shape. His skill level, he's ready now, skill level wise. His IQ is off the charts. He's one of the guys that knows what he's supposed to be doing and what everybody else is supposed to be doing. We need guys like, and he's a great free throw shooter on top of that. So his deal is going to be, he's going to be introduced to some stuff that he's never been introduced to coming from high school. And it's something, we would give him as much as we could in summer basketball, but this is a different level of conditioning. Mm-hmm. And like Matt said, it's great that he's going up in June, because they got 2 or 3 months to mold that body and get him where they need to get to. Now, once they get that done, which when you look at a basketball player, if you say, okay, give me a basketball player, and the easiest thing I need to fix, the easiest thing that anybody can fix is getting him in shape.
Yeah, I hope you guys are ready to run.
Yes, sir.
Because you're going to run a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm heard.
Good luck to both you guys. Yep. Good luck tonight. I'll be following y'all. Great to talk to you guys.
Appreciate it.
Real quick, before you get out, Mo and Pine Bluff, tell Nick and Trey thanks for coming to Arkansas. I couldn't be happier. Please work on Malik and Kayvon. Bill, thanks for your efforts on this event.
Thank you.